was a fair maid about 17. I listed in the Navy for to serve the Queen. I listed in the Navy, a sailor lad to stand, for to hear those cannons rattling and the music so grand. The music so grand, the music so grand, for to hear those cannons rattling and the music so grand. Now the officer who enlisted me was a tall and handsome man. He said, "You'll make a sailor lad, so come along, my man." My waist was tall and slender, my fingers long and thin, but the very soon they taught me, I soon exceeded them. I soon exceeded them. I soon exceeded them. Oh, the very soon they taught me, I soon exceeded them. They sent me off to London town to guard the tower, and I'm sure that I would be there till my very dying hour. But a lady fell in love with me, so I told her I was a maid. She went on to the captain, and my secret she betrayed. My secret she betrayed. My secret she betrayed. Oh, she went on to the captain, and my secret she betrayed. Now the captain called me to his side and demanded, "Was this so? I dare not, I dare not, I dare not say no. What a pity it is to lose you, what a sailor lad you made. What a pity it is to lose you, such a handsome young maid. A handsome young maid, a handsome young maid. What a pity it is to lose you, such a handsome young maid. So fare thee well, my captain, you've been so kind to me. And likewise, my sailor lads, I'm sorry to be leaving thee. But if ever the Navy needs a lad, a sailor I remain. I'll pull out my cap and feathers, and I'll run the rigging again. I'll run the rigging again. I'll run the rigging again. I'll pull out my cap and feathers, and I'll run the rigging again."